USA Radio News.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pled guilty earlier today to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. Former Deputy Attorney General John Yoo tells Fox News this news could be good or bad for President Trump.
This is a harm to the president, because if you look at what Michael Cohen's pled to, the likelihood that he's not going to serve any significant jail time for this, to me, this reads like the independent counsel, Robert Mueller, giving a reward to Michael Cohen for a lot of cooperation. On the upside for the president, even what Michael Cohen is pleading to here doesn't involve any kind of law-breaking by candidate Donald Trump during the primaries.
The president also tweeted that he's canceling his planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit in Argentina. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Two economic reports have just been released, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits during Thanksgiving week rose to the highest level in 6 months. At 234,000 in total, it was up by 10,000 from the week before. But analysts say the spike is probably stemming from the holiday falling on an earlier date than usual. A report released by the Commerce Department finds consumers boosted their spending in October at the fastest pace in 7 months. Consumer spending rising a sharp 0.6%, the Commerce Department saying it's the biggest increase since a similar gain in March, and it was three times faster than the 0.2% September performance.
According to Georgetown University, around 276,000 more children didn't have health insurance in 2017 compared with 2016. It's the first time this number has gone up in 10 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The LA Auto Show kicks off on Friday, and much of the buzz is regarding General Motors' announcement that they're closing 7 plants and eliminating more than 14,000 jobs. Mike Caudill is at the LA Auto Show. He was on Fox News and says things seem rather somber in the GM booth.
Yeah, guys, well, I'll tell you right now, it's kind of a little somber here in the General Motors booth across my way over the shoulder. Cadillac, of course, they're going to be dropping 2 product lines. On Monday, they announced that they're going to be doing away with 6 product lines within the General Motors brand, right? So 6 passenger cars. We've talked about the trend in the industry being the fact that everyone's moving to sport utilities and trucks, and that's an indication of where the market is going, and Cadillac and General Motors as a whole are trying to right the direction that they're going with those vehicles.
Caudill also shares another interesting nugget.
And I think the other thing here to really take into consideration at the auto show is the fact that Mary Barra is not here. And that's definitely an indication as well. That's definitely an indication as well as to what's happening in the industry as a whole. I don't think they want to address any press conferences or press releases, or they don't want to be doing any interviews here at the auto show. I think they want to lay low. Reality is for General Motors that they are trying to do a market correction with their product lineup right now that's out there in the marketplace.
The buzz at the auto show this year is all around crossover vehicles and SUVs, as we're hearing that Honda and Toyota are both releasing new ones. Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.